This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Dean. I got my friend Dean Vandermeer on the line from Set Free Ministries. And Dean, we talked. Let's see, it was a couple weeks ago now. We talked about how suicide could be an unintended consequence of the coronavirus lockdown, and now it looks like we're getting data to back that up. There's a report from Pine Rest here in West Michigan. I saw a report out of Arizona. I just want to talk with you. You guys are on the front lines. What are you experiencing?
We're experiencing calls. People are very anxious. They have a lot of fear. It's troubling. This is unsettling everybody. And so when that happens, if you're already a little bit edgy already or unstable, this puts a lot of people over the edge. And so there's a lot of people calling. And I'm noticing that hotline, some of the suicidal hotlines, some are up 300%. That's a lot. So when you're talking 300% increase in calls, that'll just let you know what's happening with people mentally. So it's pushing a lot of people to an edge. And it's, yeah. So these are some of the unintended consequences of lockdowns.
And I'm seeing reports about the people who sadly, I mean, they take their lives. It's everyone from, I think there was a 13-year-old boy in Texas. We had the doctor in New York who took her life last week. I think it was last week. Who's most at risk in a situation like this when we talk about suicide?
I would say right now, everyone is put at a higher risk, young, old, the sick, the vulnerable, people who are without a job, people who just graduated from college and had their career set, and now it's on hold because the job market is frozen. There's a lot going on here. The lockdown is affecting people in ways that, really can't be determined, because this is probably the biggest government intervention since World War II that's going on right now globally. And how this pans out, I don't know. I was reading on Reuters this morning about some of the consequences of this, and they said during 2007-2009 downturn, when the economy went down, there were 10,000 more suicides during that time per year. So you can know that does spike. Not only that, but it says that the pressure that this causes people actually affects their lifespan. So they're even talking about how it cripples even our lifespan begins to change. That's just, they say a 20% jobless rate in this website here says could translate to 48 million years of lost life. Those are stunning, stunning numbers, but that's what happens when you have these type of things going on mentally. So the lockdown has lots of different effects on people, not just suicide, but actually our physical health and our mental health are all connected, obviously.
And how can our listeners and our readers who hear this story on the radio or they come across it on the website, what can they do in response? Because it's something, people can take action. It's not just a headline. So what would you say people can do in response?
I always like to go back to scripture, say, Lord, what now? And I look back at the early church that was very powerful. And Acts 2:42, it says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. So keep focused on God's word. It said that they fellowshipped. We can fellowship even if it's not face-to-face. There can be lots of fellowship. We can break bread. You can go to a park and have a picnic and even social distance with your, you know, friends or family outdoors. So, and they prayed. Those four things, I would say, let's get back to the basics. We live in a nation that says, in God we trust. All right, let's turn to Him. Let's turn to Him for hope. Well, where do we get hope? We get hope when we walk in faith. So God is in control. This is under His watch. And I think the more we are finding that the death rates are a pittance of what we were told they were going to be. A month ago, when everyone was locking down, and I was in Uganda at the time, they locked down the entire nation with zero COVID cases. They had none, and they locked it down because they were afraid, because of the numbers that were being reported, or potential numbers of being reported, 10 to 20% death rates. It's not even close to that. It's 0.001. So what we know today and what we knew a month ago are vastly different. We know that for $12, you can get this formula that the doctors are using in New York, and it's $12 worth of medicine, and 99.8% of the people are walking away fine. So there's a lot of good news that has come in the last 4 weeks. But I think a lot of people are still stuck with the fear that they originally heard at the beginning of, we have to run ahead. And I just don't see that being necessary anymore. In fact, Sweden has proved that you don't have to. Sweden did not have a lockdown and they're doing fine. So there's different ways to look at this now.